It is 8:35 on this Thursday morning. It's the sixth day of December 2018, and gosh, I'm so glad you're with us this morning for Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. I'm John Reed, and it's a very special day for us here at WRVA and at all of the radio stations that Intercom Richmond operates, because this is the one time I get to see my colleagues. We're all here in the same room at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, and we do this once a year and tolerate each other once a year, to be honest with you, because we're raising money for the Children's Hospital of Richmond, which is such a resource for families in Central Virginia. 62,000 patients come through this facility every 12 months, which when I first heard that, I was like, is that a typo? No, that's the real number of people who come and seek treatment, get help, and it's the best care in the world right here in Richmond. And I said when we started on the air a couple hours ago, if you're listening now, you probably didn't hear me reference this, we always think it's somebody else's family that will wind up in the hospital. I mean, if you're fortunate, you can go a decade or two and not have someone who winds up in the hospital. And we think of old people who wind up in the hospital. But sometimes something really dramatic happens to kids. And lo and behold, this year in our own radio family, Carrie Todd, who I see walking down the hall every day, she's our vice president for sales at the radio station. We got this emergency call here that her son was in big trouble. And Carrie, you're with us today to tell us this story. I mean, you've been here with us last year when we did the radiothon.
Yeah, and last year at the radiothon, everybody was healthy. Everything was great.
And then what happened?
And then we, it was August 16th, we were at Indian Creek Country Club, and Campbell, my son, who's 10, was playing golf with his dad, and he was struck in the head with a golf ball. And it...
I mean, and my immediate reaction is, okay, well, that's not good, but that's not life-threatening, but in this case, it was.
It was a line drive, hit him right in the back of the head. It actually hit an artery, and we didn't really think much of it. Monty brought him home. I gave him some ice and ibuprofen. And
how old is Campbell?
He's 10.
Yeah, okay.
So it didn't really hit us until he started to become somewhat lucid and sleepy and started vomiting. So we rushed him to Rappahannock General Hospital. They did a CT scan, and we found that he had a massive bleed on the brain, and the skull had been fractured.
Oh, no.
And it became, in our life, completely turned upside down.
I remember you disappeared for a few days, and everyone was like, what has happened?
Yep.
What has happened? So then what did happen? How did Children's Hospital come into the picture?
And again, we were just assuming the doctor was going to come back and say he had a concussion. Mm-hmm. But instead, he came back and said, we have called VCU Children's Hospital, and we are getting a medevac here. He has to be medevaced out ASAP. Mm-hmm. It was life-threatening. It was just a matter of time to get him there because the brain, the bleed was so massive and it was putting so much pressure on his brain.
And thank goodness you had this resource so close to home to go to. What happened next?
So it took them 20 minutes just to get him to the hospital. That was it. And we had, unfortunately, they had to have all four medevac technicians on the helicopter with him. So we had to drive, my husband and I, my daughter, an hour and a half
to get to the hospital.
Were
you downtown? You were at the MCV campus downtown?
Yes, and it was the worst drive of our life.
Of course it was.
All we kept saying was, God, do not take him now. It's not his time. It's not his time. Take us, not him. And in 20 minutes, we got a call from VCU Children's Hospital that he was there, and they were taking him immediately into surgery. There was no time. There was absolutely no time. So, they took him into the OR. He had suffered an epidural hematoma, and the neurosurgeons had to go in immediately and do a craniotomy.
Well, Campbell's sitting right here in front of me. You look great. You look like everything's fine. How did they treat you at the hospital? Normally, that's a scary thing that would freak a young man like you out. How was it?
I wasn't that scared. I knew they were going to take really good care of me. They were so nice. And they were there the whole time.
And so how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a lot better. The doctors and nurses took care of me, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This hospital's open because your mom works with so many people here to make this radiothon happen every year. And the folks that we're talking to right now on the radio were so generous last year to give us significant amounts of money so that we could have the best doctors to take care of you. And, you know, Monty Campbell's dad is with us, too. I guess it is a relief to know that this hospital was available, that those doctors who are trained and specialists in helping kids, not just working with adults, but the specific needs for children were available to you and your family.
It was, and you know, we take it so much for granted, and you know, after going through this, and then when you get home, thank God we're home, and reflect, you realize those people were amazing. I mean, they were absolutely amazing, and, you know, you want to thank every one of them, and it's hard when you're going through it because you're so wrapped up with what's going on. And then, like I said, I got home, and I'm just like, you know, how lucky are we? I mean, we're driving from Glen Allen 20 minutes downtown, you know, and as opposed to having to go out of state or you know, fly somewhere. So,
well, you're a businessman, and you know on this show in particular, we have a lot of entrepreneurs and you know, C-suite folks who are listening to the show throughout the morning. What would you say as a business person raising a family in Central Virginia that might resonate with your colleagues out there?
You know, it's hard when you hear folks on the radio to try to, you know, relate. But, I mean, just think your child and the helpless feeling that you would have. And we really had when he's being medevaced and we're driving. I mean, I don't have my son anymore. It's nothing we can do. Yeah. And those folks are amazing, every one of them. Yeah. And I would just try to ask them to relate to that and
no matter
think about that.
How much money you got in the bank at that moment or how big your house is or how successful you are, if you haven't put that into play on the front end where this hospital is vibrant and the best doctors are here in Richmond, at that moment you would give it all up to save your kid. And thank God we were
well said,
successful in bringing all these people together last year and helping to support the hospital. Listen, I'm so glad you're feeling better, Campbell.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are happy you are with us today and that you could tell this story. And I hope folks who are listening to us will give a tribute to you by making a call today. And, you know, I mentioned that between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning, my friends over at Richmond Alarm, you know, I talk about them almost every day on the radio, they have agreed to match dollar for dollar every donation that comes in this morning. So, you know, this is the perfect time to call. Will you do that for us? You just heard Campbell's story. You heard Carrie and Monty talk about their son. You know, I don't want to scare you, but it could be somebody in your family next. Make sure you've invested on the front end to make sure we got the best doctors right here in Central Virginia. Can I give you the phone number? 228-5437. It's 228-KIDS. Make a donation. $15 a month for the rest of the year makes you a miracle maker. But if you don't want to do that, we would love and appreciate it if you would give us a donation right now, just a one-time donation. You can also text RVA-KIDS to 51555. 228-KIDS is the number to make a donation. Thank you guys for being here. Really appreciate it.